All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Before I forget, mazel tov to Shani and Larry Hartstein on the birth of a little baby boy. He should be healthy, grow up, and gadol l'tov l'chuv masm tov. Okay, Minch Marav today is at 7 and at 7:50 p.m. We hope to see all of you there. There's a very sweet idea. We introduced ourselves yesterday to the Sefer Baruch She'amar, written by the Torah Tamima. It goes through various details and ideas on specifics of davening, of Shemana Esrei, of Amidah, of all kinds of aspects of Tefillah. So he makes a comment on the opening sentence of Shemana Esrei, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. He asks what is a very elementary question, which I've definitely never thought of. Why does it say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? Perhaps it should have made more sense to say Elokei Yisrael. Right? The name Yisrael becomes the most dominant name of Yaakov. Yaakov, the name Yaakov represents being lorded over, being always having to grab into the heel of Esav, essentially. And Yisrael is far more representative of what we're trying to do with tefillah, of struggling with an angel. So why do we say Elokei Yaakov and not Elokei Yisrael? So he offers what is an adorable idea, I think. It's a little bit of a stretch, so you have to like suspend your cynicism for just a moment. I know that's difficult in New York City, but suspend your cynicism just for a moment and go with it. He says, "How many letters are in the names Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov?" Anyone? Very quickly. How many letters? Avraham is 5. Yitzchak is 4. Yaakov is 4. How much does that add up to? 13. Very good. How many names in Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Vilea?
13.
Very good. I'm glad I did that in a second. He's a mathematician. 13. Very good. So, number one, there's a beauty there in the equality, right? The equality in number, but in the symmetry in number. Very good. Thank you, Sydney. There's a beauty in the symmetry in numbers there. But he says, but if you add those two together, the 13 and the 13, what does it make? It makes 26, which is the gematria of Shem Hashem, gematria of Yudke Vavke. He says, if we use the name Yisrael, we can never get to that gematria. And he says, the language he says is Zer Ha'ara Nechbada Ma'od. This is a very adorable, this is a very very powerful, very exciting Ha'ara. This is a very exciting insight that the reason he suggests we use the name Yaakov is so there is both symmetry between the number of letters in the name of the Avos and the Imahos, but also when we add them together, we get to the gematria of Shem Hashem.